And the next case for this morning is United States against Ruben Herrera-Herrera. Mr. Kinnicky?
Good morning. May it please the Court, I'm Assistant Federal Defender Judith Kinnicky from the Southern District of Illinois. I'm here today representing Mr. Ruben Herrera-Herrera. Mr. Herrera-Herrera's case is before this Court on a Booker issue. We have filed a subsequent motion for limited remand pursuant to Palladino. Mr. Herrera-Herrera's case is a basic illegal reentry case. He was sentenced 3 days prior to the decision being handed down in the Blakely versus Washington case. We originally filed a brief based on the Blakely decision. Subsequent to the Booker decision, we filed a supplemental brief. Mr. Herrera-Herrera is not arguing a constitutional violation. He is arguing that he was subject to the mandatory guideline sentencing system and therefore that he incurred an illegal sentence.
Now, that what would Mr. Herrera-Herrera do with this limited remand? Where is there room for discretion in your view?
Your Honor, I believe that the court was prohibited from considering mitigating factors under 3553A, which would have a bearing on the court's decision to impose a lower sentence. He was sentenced at the high end of his guideline range. We believe that if the court is allowed to now consider what was before prohibited factors, that they may go either mid-range, low-range, or possibly below the guideline range in a more reasonable sentence.
And can you give an example or two of what he would be arguing?
Yes, Your Honor. We were able to make very limited argument regarding substance abuse at the sentencing hearing, but of course that was a prohibited factor. In addition, the record supports an argument that Mr. Herrera-Herrera suffered from long-term depression in addition to his substance abuse. The court would also now be able to consider sentencing disparity factors. Mr. Herrera-Herrera was sentenced in a district where there is no fast-track program. There's a great deal of sentencing disparity from one district to another in illegal reentry cases. He has been sentenced to a sentence which is probably much higher than most border state cases would impose on the same type of defendant. Additionally, I believe that we can make several more arguments to the court if we're allowed. He was sentenced under the guideline provision which had a four-level enhancement for a prior felony conviction. Now, Mr. Herrera-Herrera does not contest that under the guidelines that is an appropriate enhancement but that now under the advisory guideline range, the judge does not have to impose that enhancement and may in fact find that a different guideline range is more reasonable and more appropriate to sentence Mr. Herrera-Herrera within. Mm-hmm. For all those reasons, Your Honor, we believe that the limited remand that is set out in Palladino would be appropriate and that we would ask the court to consider granting that motion.
Okay. Any other? All right. Thank you very much. Mr. Liggins.
Good morning, Your Honors. We really have no objection to a limited remand under Palladino. One of the, I don't know if I would phrase it as a concern that I have, is that there is a real possibility, I believe, from reading the record in this case and being familiar with the judge, that he may decide to depart upward from the guidelines.
And we have pointed out that that's a risk, you know, given that discretion is not a one-way street, as far as I'm aware.
And I believe that is the correct analysis. I believe that is not only a possibility in this case, but a real likelihood. I mean, this was a defendant who is not like other reentry defendants. This defendant was discovered in the penitentiary. That's how the Immigration Service found him. This wasn't a traffic stop. He actually reentered the country, committed more crimes, and got thrown in jail again.
Now, one of your colleagues from a different U.S. Attorney's Office suggested to us in our post-Booker group of many arguments that if a district judge started making noises in the direction of an upward change in the sentence, that it would be possible for a defendant to pull the whole appeal. Do you think that's correct?
That occurred to me in thinking about this in the last couple of days and getting ready for this argument, that if the judge, in response to this court's inquiry, said, yes, I would impose a different sentence, I would impose a higher sentence. They may have a duty to pull the appeal in that situation. So you're probably, I'm not going to weigh in on the Palladino decision because
a wise move.
It would just be my personal opinion, and who needs that? But that was one of the.
We're interested in your personal opinion, Mr. Likens. You shouldn't hesitate.
I'm sure the department will be coming up with my opinion on that case. But one of the practical difficulties that occurred to me with that case is it allows for that. It allows for gamesmanship. But with that said, I still think it's a potential that this defendant could receive a greater sentence, and as long as he understands that, then we're not going to stand in his way. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anything else? Thank you to both counsel. You were appointed by this court, is that right, Ms. Kennedy? All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate your assistance as well as that from the government.